Hi, this is Space Kate at the Kennedy Space Center, and this is just out of this world. I'm standing in front of the VAB. To my right is a freaking shuttle that has just come back from space. It's over there. Like, it's Atlantis. It's just over there. And there are hundreds of people around here. It's a special party to sort of thank all the workers on the shuttle program. And I had a much-needed ice cream as I got in, and I thought things couldn't get any better. And then I bumped in some friends of mine that work on the program. Then I got a glimpse of Atlantis, and my goodness, she's beautiful. Suddenly, it hits me. Like, if I look at her and think, "Wow, that's it," it's actually quite emotional. And then on the other hand, there's all this like amazing stuff. There's live music, and there's people, and there are American flags and NASA fans and stickers and. And it's like this amazing celebration. And then on the other hand, all these people, somebody said, you know, 900 people, they're here, won't have a job tomorrow. It's a real, real mixture. And I'm hugely excited right now because one of the people wandering around here is NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden. And if you have followed any of my Space Nomad adventures, you may recollect that a slightly cheeky question to him in a bar before... Discovery's launch got me there to watch her, sorry, not for her launch, for her landing, got me there to see her land. And I met him again and gave him a thank you card, and I just went up to say hi, and he remembered me. The head of NASA remembered me and said, "Thank you for sticking with us. Thanks for coming back and being with us." Right, it was incredible. Anyway.
The STS-135 crew of Atlantis here.
There you go. That's the crew of Atlantis.
Commander Chris Ferguson. Pilot Doug Hurley. Mission Specialist Sandy Magnus. Mission Specialist Rex Wallheim. Commander, it's all yours.
Special, thank you so much. You're great. Thank you.
Hello, Kennedy.
Hey, how are you?
So the microphone's for. Thank you so much.
It's great to be in Florida. I'd like to land up 60.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, we've tried to go the extra mile, not just right now, not just during the flight, but even pre-flight to express our gratitude for everything you have done here, the safety you build into these vehicles, the care, the meticulous care that you take of these things. You know, as soon as we got in orbit, I was absolutely amazed. Everything in the world is yours. Everything was beautiful on the inside. Really, I hope you all believe that every time we go, we try to take just a little bit of every one of you with us. I'd like to take a moment and let everyone just share a word.
Well, like Chris said, our one landing option was coming to Florida. We wanted to get her back to you all rather than anywhere else. So we're just so glad to see everybody's face here. It was great to land on the runway and. Walked up to the orbiter, waving at us. It felt like being home then. So, thanks for all that you do, all that you've done over the last 30 plus years. The astronaut office is indebted to you all. Thank you so much. I'll let Rex say a few words.
I wanted to just let you know what utmost respect we treat this vehicle. We've seen firsthand how you process this vehicle and how it is your baby. The space flight business really does run out of blood. It runs in your blood and your blood.
We
try to take care of that because we always people bring this back to the space. And so we treat all respect and it's clean and it's well cared for. And we want to do that for you because you've done such a great job preparing it for us. We want to bring it back in that field. So thanks for all you've done for us. It's been an amazing adventure. And next is Mission Specialist Sandy Magnus.
Woohoo! Now, what can I say? You guys are such a special workforce. There's no workforce like the space program workforce anywhere in the world. The pride you take in your work, the care you take in your work, the dedication, the passion, you are what makes it possible for us to have these very challenging missions and succeed. And we can't even thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts for what you do. I mean, think about it. You have to do everything right all of the time, and you do, and you make it look easy. So thank you so much, and take great pride in the 30 years of successful missions that we've had, and congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
as a fresh off of the orbiter, we as the crew try to think of an innovative way, perhaps, to express our thanks to you. And we took this banner with us. And this is our way of telling you that you guys rock. And we're gonna hold it up for you now. Hopefully, you may have seen a shot of this on orbit. We're gonna present this to you.
STS-135 crew, fresh back from space this morning on Atlantis, giving their speech to hundreds of workers here from the space program, right in front of Space Shuttle Atlantis, just sitting there in the sunshine in all her glory. This is really an honour to be here. This is very, very special.